Acts, the second chapter, verse 44. I'm not going to preach as much as I'm going to just share a thought and teach today, because this has really been on my heart to share with the people of God. We're in a house party, and today's subject is the spirit of generosity. We welcome the spirit of generosity. Now who believed? Acts 2:44. Now all who believed were together and had all things in common, and sold their possessions and goods, divided them among all as anyone had need. So continued daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house. They ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart. And the word of the Lord is already blessed. I want to talk about the spirit of generosity for the house party, the spirit of generosity. I pastored in Detroit in the 90s, a church called Second Unity, Full Gospel Baptist Church. Most of you, people still ride past it and talk about, I remember you from the east side, Gratiot and the Boulevard. And there was a young lady that would come to church, her and her daughter, her little girl, they would sit in the back of the church each week. And she would sit in the back praising God, wasn't involved too much in the church. But something happened in the midst of her being a part of the church. Her mom passed. Everyone in the church kind of knew each other. And I found out that her mom passed. I took a few of the leaders to the funeral and sat in the back. I wasn't on program. She didn't even know we were coming. Because when love reaches out, it's not about you being on program. It's about your presence. It's called the gift of presence. We need to learn how to, because we're not on program and because our name is not called, that sometime your presence is the greatest gift in the world. So I took some of the leaders and we went. I don't remember who all went. We showed up to the funeral home just to show support. And so through the years, the young lady would always remind me, Bishop, I'll never forget what you did for me. I'll never forget how you came to my mother's funeral. And I didn't even know you were coming. You surprised me. That changed my life. Unbeknownst to me that she had been hurt by a preacher and she came to the church to heal. And so the other day I was sitting there at home doing this COVID thing. And God's been good to me throughout this. People have just been a blessing to my life. And on the Cash App came up $300. And I was like, woo, amen. And then I text her and I said, thank you so much for this. I appreciate it. What is this for? She said, just the other day, I had a chance to minister to a young lady whose mother died of COVID-19. And I was reminded, Bishop, that if it wasn't for you and some of the leaders showing up to the church, my life would have never been changed. It made me believe again. And so as I was ministering to her, I want y'all to catch this, I thought about how you had showed me kindness. She said, matter of fact, I'm not done. What's your website? Because I'm getting ready to drop some more in there, because I just want to say thank you for it. She's now an apostle. She's now a pastor. And her name is Apostle Sonia Epps. Man, what God can do when you show kindness to somebody. And so I was sitting at home last Saturday, and I had a taste for some lamb chops, and I couldn't get my lamb chops. That's another whole story. I couldn't get my lamb chops. And I was in the evening on Saturday, and I got a text from Sister Terry. And I know she don't want me to tell this, but I'm going to tell it. And she said, Bishop, what are you doing for dinner tomorrow? I said, I'm not sure. She said, I got your dinner tomorrow. Sister Terry cooked for my grandfather. Sister Terry, I eat her food because I she's like family. So I put my stuff on, you know, going out of the house. There's a whole lot nowadays. I put my mask on. I put my gloves. I got my sanitizer. And I pull up on the east side, not far from where I live. And Sister Terry comes out with her mask on, and the kids wave at me and, you know, tears me up because I can't hug you. And she had a card in her hand. And she gave me my food. I opened the card when I got back home, and it said, "For your kindness, for your kindness." Not a lot of words, but for your kindness. See, the word generosity means the quality of being kind. I'm going to do it, Craig. You proud of me? The quality of being kind and generous. Liberality. To be kind and to be liberal. We don't have many folk in church that are just kind. That are just kind. The spirit of generosity is not about what you can get, but it's about what you can give. Let me rewind it, Sister Ira. It's not about what you can get. If we were to understand that we live in an upside down kingdom, Sister Felicia, Minister Felicia, what does that mean? The world teaches to get. But we as believers, we live by the principle of giving. It is the spirit of generosity. The spirit of generosity is not about what you can get for yourself, but what about what I can give? It's not about being selfish. This message is not for selfish people, but I pray that by the time, if you are selfish, that you will not get off this live today remaining selfish. It's not thinking about yourself, but thinking about someone else. What can I do to make somebody else's life better than what it is? What can I do to change the quality of somebody else's life? If I can just help somebody along the way, then I know my living. Now, it's not about just being blessed, but it's about being a blessing. I hope y'all taking notes. It's about being a blessing. Generosity is about being a blessing to somebody. How can I bless somebody's life? Kurt Carr has a song out. It's called "Bless Somebody's Life," and he has different artists on it. And it's about how can I take what I've been blessed with and be a blessing. That's why we're feeding every Saturday. That's why every Saturday we're giving out food, because it's not about us. We have come out of service in the house. I'm talking about the church building, to now become the servants that we were always intended to be. So we have been taught to get, but when you study about really being a Christian, we realize it's about what I can give. What can I do for somebody else? Y'all not giving many hearts today. What can I, Pastor Priscilla, do for somebody else, Butch? Christianity is built on giving. You do know the scripture, don't you? For God so loved the world. Oh, I can teach now. I can teach and preach. That he gave his only begotten. God gave the spirit of generosity. So this changes the dynamic of those we invited to the house party early, because prayer, you can be selfish with it. You can pray for yourself, me, my foe, and no more. Miracles, you can pray that miracles happen in your own life. Increase, that's what we invited last week. You can be stingy about that, but today we flip things. What do you mean? We flip it because the spirit of generosity and kindness has to do with what can I do for somebody else. You can pray for yourself. You can increase yourself. You can get miracles for yourself. But it's hard to have the spirit of generosity and not do for somebody else. Let me tell you what else is hard. As we approach Pentecost next Sunday, and we got some treats for you for Pentecost. Me and the praise team going to come together. We're going to speak some healing and deliverance. 50 days after the resurrection, the fulfillment of the promises, also about giving. Pentecost is about giving. God gave his spirit. He left his spirit with us. He left the Holy Ghost, the breath of God, the breath of God. He left it with us. He gave us. He left, but he gave us his spirit. Jesus left us, but he loved us enough to leave some of him with us, his spirit. And so we're in Acts, and I just only got a few minutes. Acts, the second chapter. I hope you get it. Acts, the second chapter. Let me walk through Acts, the second chapter, verses 1 through 13. It starts with when the day of Pentecost was fully come. This is the promise that was far off, but now it's here. They in the upper room. Where are they? In the house. They're having a house party. They're waiting for the promise. They're waiting for the spirit, the pneuma of God to fall on them. I feel the Holy Ghost. They're waiting for the indwelling of the Spirit to come. They're all in one accord. They're all in one place. And they're waiting. And suddenly there was a sound. You know the story. That's not what I'm preaching about. That's next Sunday. And so then the Holy Ghost has come. And then Acts 2, verse number 14. Peter preaches a sermon that brings in a repentance, that he speaks about declaring that which was spoken. He preaches regarding the Holy Ghost, and he tells them to receive the Holy Ghost. He preaches, I'm in verse number 14, and he preaches, but in verse number 37, chapter 2, verse number 37, he asks them, they ask him a question. What must we do? What must we do? He tells them, repent, turn, repent. We don't talk about repentance no more, but that's what's wrong with our world right now. If my people, which are called by my name, if they would just turn from, it's called repentance, be baptized. So, Father, we repent right now for any sins, God, that's in our life. And he said, repent, be baptized in the name of Jesus. For the forgiveness of your sins. I know my Pentecostal brothers and sisters like that because I say in the name of Jesus. That's right. And receive the gift of the Spirit. Now I'm in verse 41. After he preaches that, I know we go to Bishop Jakes and I know we want to watch Joel Osteen and we're watching How to Grow a Church. And I thank God for that. But one of the greatest church growth services that ever happened was in the book of Acts, verse number 41. And 3,000 were added to the church, hallelujah, to the church at one time from one message, hallelujah, from one message Peter preached, the church grew out of control. It's right here. Peter preached one sermon, preached Jesus, called for repentance and received the Spirit, and 3,000 joined. I'm in verse 42, Craig, and it says, and they fellowship and broke bread together. It's called koinonia. It's fellowship. It's when we come together and we break bread together. We are in fellowship now. Some of y'all eating Rice Krispies watching me right now. Some of y'all right now eating your oatmeal while you're watching me. But you need to understand, it is fellowship. Whenever we come together, it is the sweet spirit of koinonia. Somebody say, teach, Bishop. They fellowship and broke bread together. But this is where I want to be. Verse 43, and they were in awe. Why were they in awe? Why are you working it, Craig? Because wonders and signs took place through the apostles. Signs and wonders and miracles. People were healed. People were delivered. People were set free. I'm in verse 43. And then in the end of verse 42, it shifts. I'm sorry, verse 42, it shifts. Shifts a little bit. Verse 43, it shifts. Verse 43, it shifts. It says it shifts. A little breaking of bread together and in prayer. But then in verse 44, it goes into, and all those who had believed, this is where I want to be and I'm done, were together and had all things in common. Let me first of all say, Craig, they all believed. If we could ever get everybody to come together and believe, that was the problem with the Tower of Babel. Y'all ain't saying nothing. God knew if he could ever get it, folk in agreement, just think what we could do as the body of Christ. If we stop baptizing, if we stop arguing about what name to baptize, if we stop arguing on what we believe, and we could all get together, we could move this nation, we could move the world forward if we all got on one mind. And so they believed. The Bible says they had all things in common. Let me first say to you, they all believe. When you are a believer and receive Jesus in your life, you are filled with the Spirit. It will cause you to be kind. Let me say it again. I don't understand how people can say that they got the Holy Ghost and they can't be nice. I don't understand how you say you can speak in tongues and you can't even speak to your neighbor. I don't understand how you say that you have the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost brings about kindness. It brings about a spirit of peace on the inside of you. I don't know how you say you have the Holy Ghost and you cannot get over somebody that messed over you and treated you wrong. You're still mad at dead people. You're still mad at people that are not even living. They're people. You're mad at a mama. You're mad at a daddy that's not even living. You need to practice some generosity, some kindness, because when the Holy Ghost, I can't believe it, because some of us believe that the Holy Ghost is just a jump and a shout. You know, y'all was there, Nicole, back in our old church, Reverend Jerome. You know, we didn't think we had church unless we was there until 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the afternoon and we ran around the walls. If we didn't shout and dance and Papa didn't let us shout and dance, then we thought we didn't have church. But that's not the Holy Ghost. That's a celebration. That is a celebration of how good God has been. The Holy Ghost will lead you, guide you into all truth. Not only that, it will change your character. It will change your disposition. It'll make you love folk that you don't want to love. It'll make you love folk that you know don't like you. You'll speak to folk. Y'all ain't saying nothing because it changes your character. I am happy to announce, Gregory Michael Davis Sr., that I can say there's nobody in the world that I hate. There's nobody that I dislike. I may not like your ways, but I don't hate you because I got the Holy Ghost. When you got the Holy Ghost, Sister Maggie, y'all ain't saying nothing, you will love your enemies. You'll be at peace with those that are not at peace. And so let's turn the corner. Let's turn the corner. I don't believe you can have the Holy Spirit and not want to bless somebody else. All that believe were there together and had all things in common. Semicolon here is there at the end of the word. Common, had all things in common, to link together the next verse. Semicolon links together the next thought. I'm teaching y'all. First thing I want to share about the spirit of generosity. Here we go. Four things and I'm out of here. And I'm going to bring you to a woman at a well. Number one, I want to share to you about the spirit of generosity. Number one, you will make sure that everybody is all right around you. I know that's not a great sentence. It sounds country. But let me say it again. You will make sure when you have the spirit of generosity of giving, you will make sure that everybody around you, your family, your neighbors, your friends, your fellow church folk, they had all things in common. They had all things in common. You have the spirit of generosity. You can rest at night. You can't rest at night. You know why? Because you want to make sure that everybody's all right. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Big Mama, y'all remember Big Mama? Some Big Mama's still alive. Big Mama made sure everybody was all right. Big Mama made sure that the family was fair. Big Mama made sure that Daddy was right. Big Mama made sure that the name. Where did we lose the spirit of generosity? That when you cooked, everybody in the neighborhood ate. You said, I remember my grandmother used to say, go around the corner and take some of this hot cake to Aunt Platt. Go down there to Aunt Sophie and take her this at the nursing home, because they had the spirit of generosity. Everybody had things in common. If you had some, I had some. If they had some, they had. Nowadays, we only care about our four and no more. But I welcome to CCOD, the spirit of generosity. It means, number one, that everybody around me is all right. We have in common. In common, it means that we're sharing things with one another. I'm willing to share it. It's not about me. It's just not me just getting my stuff. But the second thing, I want to make sure everybody's all right. But the second thing that the spirit of generosity does, it causes action to do something. It causes action to do something. They didn't just want everybody all right. They didn't just want to speak about everybody being all right. They made sure everybody was all right. What did they do? It's in verse 45. They begin to sell their goods. You just cut me off. Come back. They begin to sell their goods and their property and their possessions. They were sharing with all, in verse 45, as anyone might have need. They begin to sell their property. I ain't selling my stuff. I don't care about nobody. Yes, some of y'all ain't never getting back down to size 3. Get rid of that stuff. You ain't never getting back down to a size 3. You got tags on them size 3s that you bought, and you are now a 16. Give it away, because the Spirit of God, Pentecost, brings, the Holy Ghost brings by the Spirit that I cannot sleep unless I do something. I'm not going to sleep tonight. I'm not going to sleep tonight until I make sure that everybody's all right. I get people on my mind and I call them. Now God is telling me to begin to call people when I think about them, because I want to make sure. Y'all ain't saying nothing, but we're so stingy. We want to hold on to it because we think that when it leaves us, it leaves our life. It only leaves your hand, but it never leaves your life, because even Bill Gates and the boy that started Facebook, they understand that the spirit of generosity is what keeps it coming and flowing. It is called currency. Currency moves. It keeps coming, keeps going. The more I put it out, the more it comes in. Where's another pot? Keep filling it up. Y'all ain't saying nothing. You ain't going to get me excited. And so They begin to sell their own property because generosity, I just need 2 more minutes, is about doing something. They did something. When the spirit of generosity hits your house, you'll want to do something to be a blessing to others. I say, when the spirit of generosity hits your house, you'll want to do something, Alicia. That's why you can't sleep at night, Alicia, because the spirit of generosity, you may not have much. And isn't it funny? The people that have less want to give more. Y'all ain't saying nothing, Craig. I said, isn't it funny that the people that have less want to give more? Let me rewind it. I said, isn't it funny? Y'all ain't saying nothing. The people that have less want to give more. God is about to turn it around because the people that have less want to give more. God is about to hit your house. The spirit of generosity. Spirit of generosity. Money is coming. Money is coming. Somebody do like this. Money is coming. Money is coming. Money is coming. The spirit of generosity is hitting your house because you took action. They sold their stuff. And they parted it. Y'all ain't saying nothing. And they put it at the apostles' feet. Y'all ain't saying nothing. I'm going to hit my third thing I want to share. I got one more and I'm out of here. And a little later I want to talk about. Third thing I want to say about the spirit of generosity. It is a spirit of sharing. Sharing is caring. Caring is sharing. Somebody say teach, Bishop. It is a spirit of sharing. They shared with one another. They got rid of all their stuff, and everybody shares, share, share, and alike. Share this broadcast. Share. What does share mean? Share means a part of portion of a larger amount. A portion of a larger amount, which is divided among a number of people, or to which a number of people contribute. We all contribute to make sure that I can't sleep, and I know mother ain't got. I can't sleep, and I know dad ain't got. I can't sleep, and the youth ain't got. Y'all ain't saying that. We ain't forgot about you, graduates. We ain't forgot about you. We ain't forgot about you. We coming to you. We coming to you, Brian. We coming to you. Congratulations, my granddaughter. We coming to you because we care. You don't have to be a large church to care. You just got to be a church that have the spirit of generosity. No more about just me, myself, and I. Me, my four, and no more. Share from what I have, my substance. I share from my time. I contribute. Y'all ain't saying nothing. I share my time. I share my talent. I share my treasure because I have the spirit of generosity. Number four, generosity. The spirit of generosity meets needs. 2 minutes and start playing, Craig. No matter where I'm at. 2 minutes, start playing. The fourth spirit, the spirit of generosity meets needs. When was the last time you met somebody's need? When was the last time? Y'all ain't saying nothing. I can't sleep because they in need. Y'all ain't saying nothing. I'm going to get up out of them. I thank God. I thank God. I thank God for some folk. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Some folk. It was something I needed. And they made their way all the way from the west side to the east side. Y'all ain't saying nothing. To make sure that my needs were met. Because when you have the spirit of generosity, you realize that it's about a need being met. That's why some of y'all cry when you see them commercials with babies on the TV and they've been hurt and been left in the garbage can, or those that are in Africa and Somalia, whatever, because that's the need. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Let me ask you a question. Come close. What's the latest need you met? When was the last time you stopped worrying about yourself? Well, I come to announce the spirit of generosity is about to hit your house. The spirit of generosity, because it's a reciprocal. It's a reciprocal. You see the need and you meet the need. You don't ignore it. You don't just, I don't see that. I don't see that. I don't care what you need. You need it. This is probably one of the most powerful messages I've ever preached. You understand that God is using you as a distribution center. Right there, right there. A distribution center. I command you to be a distribution center. I command you to be a distribution center. You are a warehouse. You are a storage. What does a distribution center do? Craig, I'm glad you asked. It redistributes. Y'all ain't saying nothing. It gets the product. Watch this. I got happy when I said it yesterday. I got happy. It redistributes the products from the manufacturer. The distribution center gets their products directly from the manufacturer. But it doesn't sit there. The problem with the church is we allow stuff to sit. We think we're big because we got a lot of money in the bank. Y'all ain't saying nothing. We don't raise money to keep it. That's why even the government says 501c3, you got to get rid of the money. Y'all ain't saying nothing. If you dissolve, you got to get rid of the money. It is to keep going. It is to help somebody. The church is going back to being who they're supposed to be, a distribution center. Lord, prepare me. I want to be a distribution center. That when I cash app somebody, it's steady coming in. Distribution center, it's coming in from there, from the back, and it's going out. The only thing, it's going out. You are a distribution center. You're a distribution. Somebody write down there in the comments, I am a distribution center. The customers order what they need, and it's distributed out. God is going to use you. Yes, you. You in Pennsylvania. You, Sharice Morris. You. You in Nevada. You in Puerto Rico watching. You. That woman sitting there crying because you know you're a distribution center. There are people in the Caucasian church, all they do, they don't want to be on committees. They don't want to be on nothing. They just want to give. I know it for a fact. I talk to pastors all the time. Pastor told me, I got folk that don't want to do nothing in church, but they give thousands. They give hundreds of thousands. It's not about how much you have to give, because it's not equal giving. It's equal sacrifice. Now, I'm not talking about offering for the church right now. I'm talking about to one another. I done preached my mic off. I'm talking about to one another. Finally, the spirit of generosity is not selfish. John, the fourth chapter, the Bible says Jesus had need to go to Samaria, and there was a Samaria woman at Jacob's well. Jacob's well, watch this, Craig, was generational. It had been passed down to Joseph. Jacob's well, generational. The woman came, Samaritan woman, to Jesus. He was tired. He had a need to go to Samaria. The woman came to the well. What do you do at a well? Answer me. You draw. That's what's wrong with us. We always want to draw. If you're in a relationship with anybody and all they want to do is draw from you, run for your life. You need to have some conversation with the one you're married to, and all they want to do is draw from you. Run. Forrest, run. She said at the well, she went to the well. He said, woman, what you want? She said, I come to get a drink. Watch what Jesus says to her. Give me a drink first. Give me a drink. You so used to drawing. You so used to getting. Give me a drink first. What he was breaking was a generational curse, because all people wanted to do at the well, Jacob's well, is to draw. Jesus teaches a lesson. Give me a drink first. That's what I come to say to you today. What do you have in your house? Bless somebody else today. I'm seeing all these challenges all over the place. Pastor Dana, praise team. I'm seeing all these challenges. I want to challenge you. Whatever service you're watching right now, by midnight tonight, that you call somebody, or you don't even call them, you just cash out. They got this thing now that you have Zelle. I ain't got no Zelle. That's the only one I ain't got. PayPal somebody, Zelle somebody, and watch. I'm talking to people that's steady saying, I'm getting money in from all over the place. That's because you're a distribution center. What have you distributed from that? What have you given to bless somebody else? It's not how much you give, it's that you give. Yes, bless your church. Yes, do you know every time we go out on Saturdays and feed, thank you, Nicole and Alicia and Brittany and all those that delivered groceries after Mother's Day to families. You don't know what goes on behind the scene. Who did you get? And you ain't even got to let them know it's your groceries. Just drop them off at the door. We're not socializing. Just drop them off. Leave a note on there. Thank you, Sister Terry, for my card. Because it prompted me to know I was preaching about the right thing. For your kindness. So I speak the spirit of generosity, of kindness upon your life. That it don't just be about you and your family. But I speak that it be about somebody else. Because I'm blessed, help me to bless somebody else. Lord, I want to bless somebody else today. I just want to randomly, today I encourage you to do random acts of kindness. I want every member of Celebration, bless somebody today. I want somebody that's watching me right now. I don't know what church you go to. You may not even be in a church. Bless somebody's life today. the spirit of generosity while you're sitting in the house. And now you ain't even got to take them nothing. You can send gold. My grandfather used to tell us when we go to church on 3:30 service, he said, if y'all can't go this afternoon, send gold. Now we can send gold. Bless somebody. Call them and say, I just was thinking about you. I just want to bless you. I want to give you $20. I want to give you $25. And I decree and declare to you by tomorrow this time, it'd be right back. Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook leader, Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, they know the secret. They may not even know Jesus. I don't know if they do or not, because I'm not here to judge them. But I'm saying they know the principle of generosity. That it's not just about me. Can I bless somebody else? So, Father, hallelujah to the Lamb. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the word that you've given me to bless somebody's life. And we decree and declare right now that we are distribution centers. We take in, we give out. We take in, we give out. We take in and we give out. So, Father, everybody under the sound of my voice, we thank you for the spirit of generosity and giving. Lord, thank you for the Holy Ghost that it leads us. And God, lead us to somebody that needs dinner, somebody that needs groceries, somebody that needs a bill paid. God calls us to be distribution centers to pay bills. Pay credit cards off and car notes for others. And if we lend to the poor, if we give to the poor, we lend to the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. The biggest generosity that ever, keep playing that, Craig. The biggest generosity that ever happened was when Jesus gave his life on Calvary. Oh, what love. Today, if you don't know Jesus as Lord, come close. I want you to repeat after me. Right now, say, dear Lord Jesus, ABC, I accept you into my life. I believe you are the Christ, that you died for my sins. I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord. I am no more slave and bondsman to the enemy. I am free. In Jesus' name, amen.